Hello guys, we are back and I am Puppet Online and we are going to continue with the episode of the Diary of a Minecraft Zombie in Nature called Book 3. Let's continue. Tuesday. Today we went to the jungle gym part of the jungle biome. They had ziplining, vine swinging and climbing. Ziplining is when you hold on to a pulley which rides a rope between trees. It was my favorite of all. The jungle gym rides, but boy, you know when puberty made you clumsy? He wasn't kidding. I felt like all thumbs. Even the kid that had really all the thumbs did better than me. Skeely was a natural at it. Slimy couldn't get the hang of it. I still can't understand why, but creepy surprised us all. He was riding, climbing and swinging and riding the zipline like he grew up here, which was really weird. Man, that liquid nitrogen inhaler must really be working. I should borrow it sometime. The guys got bored of the jungle gym. So they decided they wanted to climb the side of a mountain. I think they didn't see the sign with the zombie falling off the mountain. I think the guys missed this warning sign. Now climbing up mountains looks harder than it looks. There aren't any ropes in case you fall, so it was really scary. Skeely got up in that mountain in no time flat. Creepy got up in the mountain, up the mountain, real quick too, but even with my climbing shoes, I felt so clumsy there. I just couldn't get hang of it. Then I looked to the side of me, and I saw Slimy, paralyzed with fear, stuck on a ledge. I wanna go home! Want? Slimy said crying. I felt really bad for him. Especially if he fell and broke into a slimy bit. I don't think he would survive a fall from that height. I'm coming over there, buddy. I said. I climbed over to where Slimy was and got a hold of him. But then I realized that I wouldn't be much help with my terrible climbing skills. And Slimy being paralyzed with fear didn't help either. All of a sudden, a bat came out of one of the holes in the mountain and it really scared Slimy. He jumped off the ledge, taking me with him. Ah! We yelled. I know I was a goner. My whole 12-year life, old life, flashed before my eyes. Then out of nowhere, boing, 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 boing. Wait a minute. Yeah. When we stopped bouncing, I was still trying to make sense of what had just happened. Hey guys, wait a minute. I thought slimes take serious fall damage. Well, my mom made me stuff slime blocks in my parachute pants, he said. She was afraid I would fall off a mountain or something. We looked at each other for some minutes and burst out laughing. Next thing I see Skeely jump off top of the mountain. He landed right on Slimy's parachute pants. Boing, 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 boing. Man, this is fun, Skeely said. Then I saw Creepy getting ready to jump off too. Hey, get up quick before Creepy jumps off. I said, inhaler or no inhaler, that was an experiment I didn't want it to try. So Wednesday, today my dad planned for us to go on a jungle biome tour. I really wanted to go with my friends, but I promised my dad. It was supposed to be a night trip into the jungle biome. Real dad and son bonding type stuff. It sounded really pretty lame, but it actually turned out to be pretty cool. Our first stop was to see the giant tree jungles. These things were huge. They have vines on them, so for part of the tour we were able to climb them part. I climbed all the way to see the top of one and the view was epic. My dad almost made it to the top, but mom called because my little brother got lost. If you want a photo from the tree, just email me. Dad spent the entire time on the phone trying to calm her down. They finally found my little brother playing with the life-size Elder Guardian character at the Zombie Kiddy Land Park. I could see the whole jungle from where I was. I could even see the jungle temple. Well, that was good because I could give Steve directions when he got here. After we climbed down, the tour was over, so we got some coca pods to take home as souvenirs, and we left. We bumped into an ocelot, but I wanted to take him home, but Dad reminded me that Creepy was allergic to them, so I didn't. An ocelot, I wanted to take him home. Overall, it was really fun. I got some time to bond with my dad, even though he was on the phone the whole time. Plus, I found the jungle temple, which is great, because when Steve gets here, I'll be ready. I can't wait. Thursday. Today, I finally got a chance to go on the minecart rides at Creepy World. First, I tried the head ripper. It was so intense. A few zombies got their heads ripped right off. It was awesome. One zombie put his head on backwards and rode the head ripper again. Took his head clean off again, but backward. Man, I love minecart rides. Usually the heads just roll down a dumpster and mobs pick them up at the lost and found, but one zombie decided he would ride the head ripper standing on his head. Took his legs right off. I think he still can't find them. I guess his legs didn't fit in the dumpster. But the ride are really looking forward towards the zombie thrasher. They say that the G forces on the zombie thrasher are so strong that if you are not strapped in, it can rip your rotten flesh right off. One zombie rode it and he didn't strap in because his friend dared him not to. So he came out looking like a skeleton. They gave him a toy bow and arrow to keep him quiet. But I made sure that I was strapped in and, hey, I like living life on the edge. But I like my entrails more. Thank you. But riding the zombie thrasher was awesome. I even got a free toy bow and arrow too. I had Skeely pretend like he was me coming out of the raid. And it worked like a charm. Man, this is the best staycation ever. So Friday, tomorrow I'm going to meet Steve and to go explore the jungle temple. Man, I was really excited. I wonder if there would be booby traps and treasure and stuff. Steve said that he was going to look for the wishing emerald and that's supposed to give you anything that you wish for. I wonder what I'm going to wish for. Maybe I can wish to be taller like mutant. Then some kids should really give me some respect. Or I can wish to have 6 arms and legs like a spider. Then I can get all my chores really done fast. I wonder what happened if Creepy or I wished for Creepy to get arms. Nah, he probably won't know what to do with them. Oh man, I could wish for my brother to turn into a pig. Pet pig or a pet rabbit or something. No, mom would be sad and crying all the time and stuff. Maybe I could wish to be human. That way I won't have to deal with all the stuff that zombies go through. I mean, Steve doesn't look like he has any problems. Man, that would be the life. All I have to do is punch trees or like collect rocks, plant vegetables and mine for diamonds. You know, I don't know why a zombie's life is full of much drama. But on the second thought, if I were a human, I would probably miss all of my friends, mutant, and I would definitely miss Sally. And I know it sounds lame, but I would probably miss my mom and dad too. Now, being human would probably not be fun at all. I think I'm just going to wish for eyeballs. So Saturday, today I told my mom and dad that me and the guys were going to a full day of jungle biome tour. I wanted to spend time with the other parents, so they let us all go. Me and the guys met up and we took the tour to the jungle biome like before. I remembered the jungle temple, so we headed in that direction. I wasn't sure if I should tell Creepy that there were ocelots in the jungle, so I checked to see if he had his liquid nitrogen inhaler with him. Creepy said that he had it, but he said it was almost empty. I decided to keep the ocelot information to myself. Empty, empty, empty. And we finally found the jungle temple. As soon as we got to the jungle temple, Steve was waiting us for there. "What's happening, fellas?" Steve said. All the guys gave Steve a high five, except for Creepy because he doesn't have any arms. As we were going into the jungle temple, there were all these signs around the entrance. One sign had a skull and crossbones on it. Skilly thought it was a sign for the bathroom. "Hey Steve, what does the sign with the skull and crossbones mean?" Slimy asked. "That means it's dangerous for humans," Steve said. "I thought it was a sign for the bathroom," Skilly said. "Man, I had to really go too." Steve said that was walking, and even though the sign said it was dangerous. "Wow, Steve is just one tough dude," I thought. "Is it dangerous for us?" Creepy asked. "I don't know. I guess if it would be there, then I guess there would be a few mobs and stuff," Steve said. "Makes sense," we all said. As soon as we walked in, an arrow flew by our heads and hit Steve in the shoulder. "Ugh! I think that's why there was a sign outside," Slimy read. "Hey Steve, you look just like when we played cowboys and Indians," Skilly said. "Yeah," said Steve. As we were walking around, we found a big area with walls and lots of vines on it. Then we walked downstairs into another room, and there were three levers on the wall. "What are those for?" I asked Steve. "Those are for finding the secret rooms," Steve said. "Secret rooms? Whoa. Now let's see if I know the right order for these," Steve said, as he looked in his little journal. "You have a diary too?" "So do I." And I showed Steve my cool diary journal combo. Actually, diary / journal combo. Steve smiled and pulled a lever. All of a sudden, the ground started shaking and we heard a loud rumbling noise. He pulled another lever, and the same thing happened again. "Okay, this should be the last one," Steve said. Then we heard another rumbling noise or sound. "That should do it," Steve said. We ran upstairs and suddenly there was a secret room open. "Hey, what are these strange skeleton markings on the wall?" Slimy asked. "I can read those. My uncle taught me ancient skeleton when I was little," Skilly said. As Skilly was translating the signs, the rest of us went inside and found a chest. Steve opened the chest and in there was the fattest emerald we had ever seen. Steve lifted the emerald and he said, "We found it. This is a wishing emerald. You can wish for whatever you want and it will come true." "Woo, magia," we said. "What are you going to wish for, Steve?" I asked. "I'm going to wish for what I've always wanted," Steve said. "I wish that I was a zombie." All of a sudden, Steve started shaking and glowing. Then I started shaking and glowing. And then just like that, Steve turned into a zombie that looked just like me. It was amazing. But then the guys all were looking at me funny. "You should probably look in a mirror," Slimy said. I pulled out my pocket mirror that I used to keep my hair looking cool, and when I looked into it, I couldn't believe my eyes. I looked like Steve! Just then, Skilly ran into the room and said, "I think I know what the symbols mean. It's a warning that whoever uses the emerald to wish for something, that they should be very careful what they should wish for. What they wish for. What they wish for. What they wish for." "Put that thing back, Steve," I said. Steve threw it back in the chest. Then we ran downstairs and moved the levers to close it up again. Then we got out of the really fast. "Oh man, what are we going to do?" I said. "I can't go home looking like this. My parents won't let me in the house." "You don't look so bad, you know," Steve said. "Whatever we do, we can't tell mom and dad," I said. "Steve, that means you have to go, need to go back to, with my parents. I need to trust you guys to help Steve act like me so my parents won't notice the difference." "How are you guys going to turn yourselves back?" Skilly asked. "Well, I heard about a witch that lives in the swamp biome that can turn zombies back into humans. And I think she can turn humans into zombies too. But I don't think she comes back until the next full moon, which is a few weeks from now." "Wow, we get to stay," I said, "Wow, we get to stay like this for a few weeks. This is going to be fun," Steve said. "Let's sit back. Remember, Steve, you got to be me for the next few weeks," I said. "No problemo. No problem, no problem, no problemo at all," Steve said with a grin. "I got this." That night we headed back. Steve went back to the hotel where my parents were and he gave me a map to show me how to get back to his village. Oh man, I wonder what life is going to be like living with humans for a week. Few weeks. Well, I guess I'm going to find out. Okay guys, this is the end of the book. If you want me to read another book of this, just subscribe. Bye.